WHYY is proudly supported by Penn Medicine. From groundbreaking discoveries to life-saving care, Penn Medicine's innovation is helping to change lives, one moment, one treatment, one patient at a time.
Our linguist Jeff Nunberg is in Rome for a few months, teaching in Naples. He's experiencing firsthand the formation of the European Union from new currency to new languages.
One sign that the euro has arrived is that the Italian police recently arrested some people in Sicily who were counterfeiting the new bills. It probably wouldn't have been hard to get away with. People aren't familiar with the bills yet, and in any case, they're not very memorable. For reasons of political delicacy, the European Union decided to avoid all references to actual persons and places on their money. There are no representations of historical figures like Kant or Voltaire or Erasmus, or of actual places like the Eiffel Tower or the Alhambra or the Colosseum. Instead, the bills have pictures of imaginary structures that are supposed to evoke some abstract notion of the European tradition. The 5-euro note depicts a kind of generic Roman aqueduct. The 10-euro note depicts a stone bridge that looks vaguely like the bridges you might see in Paris or Zurich or Rome without being identical to any of them. There are no human figures, no names, no landscapes in the background. In the end, it gives you the sense of Europe as a purely theoretical idea cooked up by a bunch of bankers, which of course is what a lot of people suspect anyway. The European Union would have done better if they'd followed the example of Diego Morani, an Italian who works as an interpreter at their own offices in Brussels. Morani is the inventor of Europanto, a form of language aimed at allowing Europeans to communicate with one another without having to use English all the time. A lot of the basic structure of Europanto is drawn from English, but users are free to mix in words and expressions from other languages whenever it suits their purposes. For example, here's a Europanto description of the consequences of the Clinton impeachment hearings. After der Lewinsky affair, der U.S. leadership necessit urgent restaurazione, as their image von die old mundiale superpower es noch ein bisschen tarnished. As Morani insists, though, there are no rules for choosing the vocabulary here. Instead of mundiale superpower, the writer could have said Welt Superpuissance, or World Supermacht, or whatever. It's like making a Sunday supper. You take what you need from whatever cupboard you have at hand. In the Renaissance, in fact, the humanists described languages like these as macaronic, after the way macaroni used to be served. Europanto isn't offered as a serious alternative to existing languages, the way other made-up languages like Esperanto were. Esperanto is a kind of cult language, with as much structure and rules as any natural language has. For all the effort it takes to learn it, you might as well pick up a real language like French or German. Whereas Morani conceived of Europanto as a game, and not a very complicated one at that, comparing it to a real language is like comparing tic-tac-toe to chess. But even though it started as a game, it's been getting a lot of attention. Morani himself has been writing a weekly column in Europanto for newspapers in Brussels and Geneva, and there are a number of lively Europanto sites on the web. Partly the interest in Europanto is just from the pleasure of creating all those unlikely juxtapositions of words. But there are plenty of people, Morani among them, who think that Europanto can free Europeans from dependence on English as a common language. Of course, it wouldn't do for official documents and the like, but there are plenty of situations where you don't need a full-blown language to achieve your purpose. Think of a German trying to reserve a hotel room in Barcelona, or of a group of Italians flirting with some Danes in the Piazza Navona. There's no reason why they should have to hold all their conversation in English or any other single language. It's easier and friendlier to cook up something on the fly. And in the end, you have the sense that's the only way Europe is ever going to be more than just a currency zone, through millions of these little cultural potlucks, not through some grand abstraction dreamed up in a central kitchen in Brussels. Nor is there any reason for us to feel left out. With its freewheeling vocabulary and syntax, Europanto is a game that anybody can play, no matter how bad you are at languages. Finalmente, a foreign lingua que even nous Américains can apprendre à sprechen.
Jeff Nunberg is a linguist at the Xerox Palo Alto Research Center.